USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 37 people are dead and many remain missing after heavy rain led to flash flooding in Kentucky. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration's hearts go out to those affected.
We are doing everything that we can, and with FEMA and other agencies across the administration to be helpful to the state of Kentucky.
A public health emergency was declared in Kentucky by the Department of Health and Human Services. This gives Medicare and Medicaid centers expanded ability to meet emergency health needs. Health risks posed by COVID are causing more smokers to quit. A new study from the University of California, San Diego says regular smokers purchased much fewer cigarettes and a lot of people quit during the pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Indiana Republican Congresswoman Jackie Walarski has been killed in a car crash. The death of the 58-year-old Congresswoman was confirmed by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise tweeting that Walarski was a dear friend who loved serving the people of Indiana. One county is giving the thumbs up to illegal immigrants getting government jobs.
Flying in the face of everything constitutional, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors, without discussion or notification, voted last week to allow illegal immigrants to take government jobs. Another law in San Francisco that allowed illegal immigrants to vote in school board meetings was struck down last week by San Francisco Superior Court Judge Richard Ulmer. His ruling stated that the Constitution of the United States cannot be overwritten by state constitutions. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a congressional delegation to Taiwan despite warnings from China. Appearing on Fox News, California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy says the White House should have shown stronger support for the speaker's trip.
It gave President Xi of China to think that he had influence over the president because he was weak about it. America should always speak with one voice, especially with the idea that China cannot dictate to Americans where they're going to go.
He adds he wishes Republicans had been invited to join the delegation. Speaker Pelosi met with Taiwanese leadership and reaffirmed American support for their country. California State Senate Republicans are asking Governor Gavin Newsom to veto a drug bill. The bill would allow San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles to begin pilot programs where addicts could apparently use drugs safely at clinics, which would also provide access to overdose treatments and recovery programs. A similar bill was vetoed by Newsom's predecessor, Governor Jerry Brown, back in 2018. The average college student doesn't graduate in 4 years. That's according to a new report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center. The Director of Equity and Research and Analytics suggesting administrators should use these metrics to provide better support for students. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.